It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to welcome Florrie. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to have you here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Florrie, that's a very individual name, but it isn't. You met another Florrie recently.
I did.
Where was this? I've never heard this name before, and now two in however many days.
I've never met another Florrie until yesterday, and I was on a bike, actually. It was the weirdest thing. I'm not kidding. I was on a bike and I was going past a mum and her daughter. She must have been about 10. And she said, "Florrie, move over and let the lady by." And I was like, "Oh my God, there's another Florrie."
You nearly crashed the bike into them.
I did. I even said that to them. I was like, "Oh, I'm a Florrie too," riding past. It was really
That's
funny.
Amazing. Now, obvious question to start with, which you no doubt will have asked a million times, but I read somewhere that your first ever gig was when you were 7. And as if that's not amazing enough, you were dressed as a fish as well.
I was.
What? Please tell me about this.
Well, I started playing drums when I was 7. And my school were doing a little concert thing and my class was singing a song about the sea. And they were like, "Oh, we know, Florrie, we know you've started drumming. So do you want to be in the concert and drum instead?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, yay." But everyone had to wear a fish outfit, and I remember I had this huge tail and I couldn't reach both the pedals, the kick drum and the hi-hat, because my feet were basically strapped together. I have a photo somewhere. I'll send it to you.
I think it's one of those photos you have but you're not going to share on any forms of social media for
maybe
a while.
Maybe not yet.
Now obviously you've done some amazing things over the last few years. You sort of started out working playing songs for other people, though, playing songs on other people's records, people like Girls Aloud and Kylie and stuff like that. How was that for you?
Well, that was, you know, it's obviously an amazing experience. And I left school when I was 17 and went up to London and, became a session drummer. And I did lots and lots of gigs and then started at this production house called Xenomania, where I became the in-house drummer. And that's when I played on those records. They were making those records. And, it was amazing. I think my first week there, I played on The Promise by Girls Aloud. And then, obviously, that went on to be number one and win the Brit Award and everything. So it was definitely thrown in at the deep end.
It's not a bad first week. Yeah.
It was probably the best thing that's happened. One of it was amazing.
And then how was it making the transition to sort of doing your own music and then, you know, signing to Sony and things like that? What happened? What caused that to happen for you?
Well, I was at Xenomania drumming.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, when I wasn't drumming, I was working in admin and just helping out in the office.
Wow.
Because they run a label as well. And I would just volunteer to do anything in the studio. And I actually learnt with one of the engineers how to use Logic and, you know, the production side of things. And then I started taking vocal sessions for the artists that were coming through and then got into lyricing. Lyricing actually isn't a word, but I use it all the time.
I'll accept it. Now, everyone knows what it means, so that's the main
thing.
Okay.
So then I started lyricing and singing down demos. And that's when I, you know, after a few months of doing that, I thought, oh, I really would like to sing these songs myself. And I spent the next 3-4 years getting out on the road, gigging, experimenting with my sound, really, and putting out EPs. And just building kind of online fan base. And then I signed to Sony last year. So it's obviously stepped up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, gigging and doing tours all over the place. I read somewhere, though, you've toured to some great places. Shanghai, Barcelona,
yes.
Paris.
No, it's been amazing. And I have learned so much from doing it. And, yeah, I've had the opportunity to travel all over the world, really. And that's through, you know, doing my own shows and then playing festivals and also working with fashion brands as well. So the gig in Shanghai was for Prada and, you know, so I've had a good all-round experience of gigging.
Very multi-talented, like you mentioned, in terms of, you know, all these different jobs that you could do. Did you just sort of discover that you could do all these different things? You know, you could play instruments, you could produce songs, you could write songs.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to do music, and you know, ever since I started drumming, I you know, then played.
So is that where it started? Started off drumming, or
yeah, definitely. And I think my dad, well, my mum and dad really. My mum sings, and my dad plays guitar, so he taught me guitar, and we used to have jam sessions, and he'd be driving me to my drum lessons every week.
That's a lot better. My family was just arguing over Monopoly when I was that young. So.
They did that too. Yeah. yeah. So I think it probably. It definitely started with the drumming, and I started a band when I was 12 at school, a little girl rock pop band, and we did a school's tour, and yeah, I kind of always wanted to do it. And I think, you know, I'm always up for trying something new, and especially with the production side of things, that is something I've learned through being at Xenomania, and it takes a long time to kind of learn and, I guess, get your musical ear, and also know what you want. And I think having had the time to experiment and put things out and see what people thought of the records I was putting out, I've learned a lot.
it's kind of scary for me having you here with me, because you and I are pretty much the same age, and you're so multi-talented with what we've mentioned in terms of singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer. To make me feel a little bit better, what is it that you're absolutely rubbish at? Because I can't do any of them. Is there anything you're just like, not a chance, I can't, you know, can you not cook? What's the one chink in your armour almost?
Not great at cooking. Not a good dancer. I can give you a demonstration if you like. I like to go with my own moves, but any kind of, you know, choreographed dance moves.
Okay.
No. Thanks.
Okay. Any music videos, they're like, okay, we're all going to get everyone to this. You're like, I'll just freestyle somewhere in the background.
Exactly.
Well, good. I can relate to that. And the song Too Young to Remember is fantastic. And I really like the video and all the sort of classic 90s, 80s sort of references in there. If you could pick anything to make a comeback from the 90s, because there's so many things that you feature in there with, you know, tie-dye things and, you know, just all the stuff that you will remember if you grew up in the 90s. What would you like to see make a real comeback in 2015?
Oh, quite a few things, actually. It was actually really fun going through, you know, brainstorming a list of things for the video to try and include. And one thing which actually isn't in the video, but probably would be the one thing I would bring back, would be blow-up rucksacks. Do you remember them?
Yes.
They were so cool. And I never see them anymore. I want a blow-up rucksack now.
Blow-up rucksack. I think blow-up rucksacks, boom boxes should definitely make
boom
a comeback.
Boom box, yeah, definitely.
And I'll just throw this out there, Pokemon cards as well, because
yeah.
I mean, I remember we had football stickers here over the summer, and I created a swap shop because of it. And they are things that just almost don't happen anymore. And they were big. I remember we used to go to McDonald's and go to the swap shops with football stickers and play Pokemon and stuff like that. That needs to really make a comeback in 2015, I think.
Yeah, I think so. They must have something now, like Pokemon.
Yeah, but I think it's not as good, in my opinion. It's because it's new. I'm like, I'm scared of this. It's new.
Like, bring back Pokemon.
I know, yeah. I know where I am with, you know, your cards and your little moves that you can do. Or even just the Game Boy game, I'll be honest. I need to
I loved the Game Boy game.
So anything like that, we'll have to make a comeback. And then next time you come in, I'll have to challenge you or something. I'll build up a roster
of... Yeah, let's do it.
Those weird animals or whatever...
Pikachu.
Pikachu's the one very few people forget. I think everything
that's
else,
the only one I can
everything
remember.
Else is just blobs on a screen beyond that, I think. So it makes a lot of sense that we need to make a sort of a memory wipe of it all. And people may have seen you as well doing stuff for H&M recently. Did you get any free stuff from that, first of all?
I did. They were very kind.
But that must have been amazing as well, doing, you know, you're doing your music stuff as well alongside this.
Yeah, they were really supportive of Too Young to Remember and what I was doing. And, you know, it's a part of their brand called H&M Loves Music. Mm. So they want to support artists, and they've done it before with some amazing names like Lana Del Rey, and I think Beyonce did a collection, and they were looking for a new artist and liked what I was doing, and yeah, asked if I wanted to do it, which obviously I said yes.
Yes.
And it's been really cool because it's a worldwide campaign. So it's really introduced me and my music to all of their fans, which, you know, is you couldn't ask for more than that, I guess.
It's a very, very exciting time for you, I suppose. And the single is going to be out on Sunday. It sounds fantastic. Flora, it's been lovely having you in and chatting to you this evening. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.